Well, to that defense, so he
thank you, everybody, for coming to the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting. Sorry for the delay in the start, but let's get going. We have Legislator Eckert with us tonight, and Legislator Haynes, and Chairman Runk. Thank you. We'd like to do the minutes first. So, anybody have any questions or corrections for the minutes? If not, motion.
Accept them as read.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes accepted. All right, resolutions. Resolution 484, appointing member to fill the vacancy on the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. And they are looking to appoint Thomas Henneberry, Jr. of Acworth. Is somebody to move it?
I'll move that.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any questions or concerns? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 502, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the County Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it for discussion.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
And
I can speak to it if you'd like.
That would be great, Captain.
Black Creek is the computer system that runs all the locks, opens all the doors in the corrections division. So really, it's a maintenance agreement. So we go up to the upgrades to the software, and if there's major malfunctions, they can log in and try and fix them. It's pretty much just it's what opens and closes the jail.
Okay, and in the contract, they come 4 to 5 times a year, and they stay for a week.
Yes.
And we talked about this in Budget and Finance, so I'm just repeating. Anybody have anything besides that to ask or inquire about? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 503. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
So this is one of two contracts that family has for the Evolve program. They have another one through VSS. And this just deals with perpetrators of domestic violence, and the idea is to try to avoid recidivism in that area. So this is a service that we contract out through family. $56,000.
Have we done this in the past? Is this a program that we've done?
Yes.
This is a long time.
2011, I have.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept resolution number 503.
Thank you.
Second.
It was already made and seconded. That's okay. Fine. We can do it again.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 505, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Legal Services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation. Can I get somebody to move it?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
So last month you approved a grant for $267,000 for this service. The county worked with Legal Services of Hudson Valley to get the grant. They actually brought it to our attention. In the past, the legislature had contracted with them for this service. I guess probation had through an RFP, but this greatly expands it due to the grant. $267,000.
Anybody have any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. 516, we postponed. 518. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county, Barone Construction.
As well.
But Vicki said to bring.
Meet again.
Yeah, Vicki said to just do it because we're not going to meet again. Then we'd have to have a special meeting if we didn't do it tonight.
All right.
So, right, Jay? Vicki said to do the Barone one? Okay.
They only postponed it for 1 week, So if you postponed it, your next meeting isn't until, well, I don't know, so you'd have to have a special meeting.
Tracy,
so
had a concern.
Still in there, right?
Yeah.
If I can just speak to it real quick.
Sure.
We submitted...
Well, move it for discussion first.
I'll move it.
Okay. Second. Thank you.
We submitted Resolution 516, which actually passed Public Works last week. We put it in with the wrong amounts. It was the same as a previous resolution. It was a ministerial error. It was for $48,000 and it should have been for $178,000. It's a large ministerial error. But we pulled 516 and we're submitting a late resolution for amending the capital for the full amount. So the Barone contract for construction management services is what that amendment's for. That's why you're amending that capital. But you also have to approve the contract, which is what you're doing here. So you're kind of approving the contract before you're approving the money, but because you're not going to meet before the full legislature.
What was this for?
This is improvements at the college, isn't
this,
it?
No, is for
the
fire training center in the town of Ulster. Or sorry, the public safety.
Training center?
Training. Yeah, we have to call it public safety because of the way the state asks us to name
public
these things.
Public safety training center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We have a design contract out there with CT Mail that's been approved. That's ongoing work. We actually have drillers on site, geotechs on site tomorrow. And unfortunately, the way the contracts were scheduled, we were late getting a construction management firm on. So this is the construction management firm that's going to come on, and then the behind that is the supporting resolution for the amendment to the capital project. The construction management firm's contract plus the supporting resolution to amend the capital project has a 10% contingency on it. So if you notice the description, it's $160,000 for their contract. It's $176,000 for the change because there's a contingency on that amendment to the capital project. The issue with waiting till January is that these folks are going to be doing a lot of the budget cost estimating, and to not have them on board right now really puts us in a bad fiscal spot since our design team is, like Dennis said, on the ground and working.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'm going to abstain from that for the purposes of it being a work thing, work-related.
Employment
reasons. So do I not sign it then?
No.
All right. Moving right along. Resolution 519. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Department of Justice for asset forfeiture, Ulster County Sheriff. So, can I get somebody to move it?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Sincerely. Okay. How much are we getting?
Asset forfeiture.
This is the reporting is software to report the asset forfeiture, yeah. The e-share
program. The reporting software, they've changed the software system that we use to keep track of the money, and that's what this is. It's called e-share access. It's a new system that we'll be part of that you just have to get signed up for.
We actually get to see when the feds take their percentage.
Actually, they've been pretty good with giving us money that they.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the kind of the how you keep track of
it. For people who don't know how asset forfeiture works, so I'll get sent down to the federal government and they clean it and then send us back whatever they feel.
They've been pretty good. There's a couple different things, but this is the management system of the forfeiture funds.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, last resolution 520, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the town of Ulster for the use of Ulster Police Firearms Range and Training Facility, the Sheriff's Office.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Anybody want to speak? Go ahead, Captain.
It's just in case somebody gets hurt when we're using the range. Liability.
Is it a
no
identification
cost
type?
Yes.
And it's done in the past?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have the sheriff's report. Do I have the sheriff's report? Is it under here? Oh, sorry. I was looking in the wrong file. All right, let's see where we are. December. Oh, we gotta wait. So November, we were good, barely.
Yay, Greene County.
Yeah, and Borden's, yep. Anything you'd like to add to the sheriff's report?
I don't actually have anything.
Okay, anybody have any questions? Heidi, I wanted to know if you wanted to talk about your tour.
Oh, I would love to. Maybe perhaps also, but
yeah,
first I'd like to start by saying thank you. It was a wonderful tour that we were able to take. I think it was very informative and enlightening. It gave a good insight as to the operations of the sheriff's department and the law enforcement center. Oh, Mary.
Yeah, she's here too. That worked out perfect.
Yeah. Although I was a bit familiar with it myself, I think Lynn actually...
That was my first time. Yeah, and I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
And I was very thankful for the tour, and thank you for setting it up as well.
Yeah, thanks for setting that up. And it's really a well-oiled machine. I was very impressed not only with... I was really impressed with... the captain.
So funny.
Very, very, very clean.
He was a wonderful tour guide, though. He really was. He was very patient with us as we asked like 5,000 questions.
An hour tour wound up being a 2-hour tour.
Just saying.
As long as it wasn't a 3-hour tour.
That's what I said to Mary. Yeah. So, nonetheless, I would like to say thank you. We appreciate it, and it was very informative and enlightening. And I think it removes somewhat of the mystique of what goes on in the facility. It gives it a human aspect too. I think that some of the people on the tour were, you know, quite a bit. It was an experience, one that they'd never had before. And when you experience something like that and remove what you think it might look like in there to see what the reality of it is, I'm not going to speak for others, but it gives it a real human aspect.
Excuse me. Thank you. I don't think we have any old business. New business, the reference to 516 was that we're going to have a late resolution, resolution 523 for the fire training center. So they're renumbering it and everything. Oh, we already have it. Oh, okay. But it has to go through
523.
Yeah.
But it's got to go through laws and rules.
Yeah.
I mean, Vicki and I talked about trying to amend it, and it was just way too much to amend. We really needed to do a new resolution, but it has to get done before the end of the year. So.
Okay. Any events around the county? It's probably a little quiet now with the holidays upon us. Okay. We don't know when our next meeting will be.
January, February, who knows?
It'll be interesting to see. Before we do adjourn, though, I would just like to say that thank you, everyone, for this year. I also want to thank the sheriff and for his 40-plus years. The chairman and I were talking about it. We believe it's over 40 years of his... his public service. He's an amazing man. I surely will miss him. And I wanted him to be recognized tonight for that. And I hope whatever his plans are, he enjoys. He's a good man. Did you want to say something?
I just, you know, really, you know, for more than 40 years, 42, right?
Yeah.
You know, serving the residents of Ulster County as either a sheriff's deputy, a corrections officer, or our county sheriff. You know, really, that's more than my lifetime, and it's all in public service and in service of, you know, hundreds of thousands of residents of Ulster County throughout that time. And you know, he's not here to accept it. I'm sure I'll say something about this at his retirement celebration. You know, if I'm given the opportunity, but. Really a class act, a good man, a good sheriff, and you know, hope he's able to find some actual retirement in his retirement. You know, I don't think that the sheriff's a retiring kind of guy, so I think that we'll see him do some. We'll see him do some teaching or some. You know, maybe he'll come back and be a school resource officer or something. You know, something. But
he'll find something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a couple months just to get used to not coming to work.
Yeah.
Anybody else would like to say?
Well, I could just echo what you both have said regarding our current sheriff and looking forward to the future under a new administration.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work hard to work together. That's how we get things done, how we continue to best protect our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I can actually speak to that. The new sheriff and undersheriff came to what we've always had is the Monday morning staff meeting.
Yep.
Last Monday, the rest of the week, they were away at Albany on something. This week, for other reasons, we didn't have a Monday morning staff meeting, but I think starting tomorrow or the next day, he told them they can be around as much or as little as they want. The undersheriff, who's kind of, almost retired already, his office is vacant, it's already cleaned out, so they can use that as a hub and work out of there, transition, whatever, to try and make the process as smooth as possible for everyone. So I think that's a good way to start off.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody
and
else?
It says a lot about the current sheriff because he can say, "I'll see y'all first."
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally not doing
it. Yeah. Anybody else?
Paul's a great guy, great friend.
Absolutely.
Jump with him every year. Hopefully, you guys are still
going. Sub-Zero Heroes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to jump in the water. I know we'll have our guys there.
You're all welcome.
I don't know. The video's not doing that.
All right, motion to adjourn.
So
thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for staying late.
I will.